This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, October 20th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Hovind, time to share farm bill funds. Food czar eyes more effective FDA. And food waste emissions growing. Senate Ag Republican pushes for more commodity funding. Republicans continue to search for ways to expand the farm safety net. Senior member of the Senate Ag Committee, John Hovind of North Dakota, addresses the issue during this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. AgriPulse asked Hovind if Republicans have come up with a proposal for increasing reference prices, and if so, how would they pay for it? Hovind responded by suggesting the money come from other titles of the farm bill, saying, quote, "There's plenty of room to do this, but folks are going to have to share, right? It's got to work for everybody," he said. "There's got to be more farm in the farm bill." Now keep in mind, moving funds from other titles, including conservation or nutrition, well, that's a non-starter for Democrats. Newsmakers will be available later today at AgriPulse.com. House turmoil continues. The House remains stuck in limbo, Republicans unable to agree on either a permanent or a temporary speaker. The idea of making Representative Patrick McHenry of North Carolina the interim speaker while Republicans continue the search for a replacement for Kevin McCarthy ran into fierce opposition at a closed-door GOP conference meeting yesterday, that according to lawmakers. The interim speaker idea could still get some traction at some point. But a resolution empowering McHenry would presumably limit the types of legislation the House could consider under a temporary speaker. And in that case, House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson told AgriPulse he'd try to see if the House could consider a farm bill. Thompson said, quote, "We need some type of win for both parties to start the healing process for both parties." New FDA food czar hopeful on reorganization. 1 month on the job, the FDA's newly appointed Deputy Commissioner of Foods, Jim Jones, he's optimistic food safety efforts will improve with changes starting from the top down at the agency. Jones, who was part of the commission that authored the Reagan-Udall Foundation report, told reporters yesterday he believes the reorganization efforts underway will correct many of the issues the report raised. Once FDA is through the reorganization, Jones believes FDA will be more effective, efficient, and faster at both spotting potential food contamination and, quote, "moving to intervene more quickly in a more targeted way." Jones continued, "This reorganization is not just a bureaucratic exercise. It's an effort to enhance our ability to prevent foodborne illness." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Record Mississippi River lows near Memphis. The Mississippi River is seeing its lowest ever water levels near Memphis as barges continue to face navigation difficulties. That's according to the USDA's latest grain transportation report. While recent rains have not been enough to offset low water levels in the river, USDA expects to see improvement in late October and early November. But navigation conditions will likely not improve until after late December, the report says. But shippers moved 496,000 tons of grain through the Mississippi River locks last week, and the St. Louis spot freight rate fell to $23.06 a ton. That's 68% below last year. EPA, food waste plays big role in landfill emissions. Food waste is responsible for about 58% of the methane emissions from the U.S. landfills each year. That's according to new estimates from the EPA. Landfills saw a steady increase in disposed food waste between 1990 and 2015, resulting in a 295% increase in emissions from landfilled food waste. At the same time, total methane emissions from landfills actually decreased 43%. So keep in mind, while gas can be collected from landfill products, more can be recovered from materials like textiles, paper products, and wood than from food products. That's because food usually breaks down faster. USDA preps for Southeast Asia trade mission. Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, leading a trade mission to Southeast Asia between October 30th and November 3rd, together with American farm groups, ag companies, and state ag department leaders. The itinerary includes Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and Singapore. Representatives of groups such as the American Egg Board, California Walnut Commission, Idaho Potato Commission, U.S. Grains Council, and the U.S. Soy Export Council will be on the mission. Danone North America, U.S. Wine Exports Company, Organic Valley, and Santini Foods Incorporated will also be represented on the trip. U.S. Department of Agriculture raising export forecasts for soft red winter wheat. USDA now expects U.S. exports of soft red winter wheat to reach a 10-year high of 145 million bushels in the 23-24 marketing year. That is the highest volume since the 13-14 marketing year. The increase was spurred by major recent purchases by Chinese buyers, that according to the Grain Transportation Report. If these projections are realized this year, it would mark the first time since the official records began in the early 70s that soft red winter wheat exports equaled hard red winter wheat exports, the report says. China was the largest buyer for U.S. wheat in the latest weekly trade report released yesterday by the USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. China contracted to buy 181,500 metric tons of U.S. wheat from October 6th to 12th, making it the largest purchaser of the 632,800 tons sold during the week. Well, here's today's She Said It. Knowing you can win a campaign doesn't always mean you should run a campaign. I know this will be a surprise to many because traditionally we don't see those who have power let it go. That's the word of the Senate's newest member, Lamphonza Butler of California, announcing yesterday she won't run for the seat next year. The Democrat was appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom to replace the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, October 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.